So, moms and dads, you say you have a kid who can't get his or her nose out of comic books or graphic novels, and that kid can't stop doodling and drawing. Well, then you need to listen to the story of my next guest, because he is proof positive that comic book devotion and drawing talent can land you in the very front ranks of America's comic book artists. Ryan Stegman grew up in Troy. These days, he lives in Grand Blanc. And from his basement studio, Ryan Stegman is drawing Spider-Man. He has been commissioned to draw the brand new Superior Spider-Man series from Marvel Comics. Ryan Stegman joins us now in the studio. So how old were you when you fell in love with comics?
When I was younger, I actually moved to Pennsylvania for 3 years from third to fifth grade. And I had a friend out there that was really into them. And I hadn't been into them. I was really into animation, Disney movies and all that stuff prior to that. And then I found comic books and got really into it. But then we moved away in fifth grade back to Michigan, to Troy. And I kind of, we just didn't really have a store around us. And then I happened in a store and it just, when I was 15 and it all just came right back.
And what was it? What was it that hooked you?
Oh, the art. Absolutely. I mean, I just, you know, I loved to draw always. And I knew I wanted to do something with drawing. I kind of thought I wanted to be an animator for a long time. And then I don't know, that just kind of, it lost its luster for whatever reason. And then when I picked up comic books, I looked at them and I was like, oh, like for some reason before that, it hadn't really registered with me that somebody drew them. You know what I mean?
There they are. They're just there.
I knew I liked the art, but I didn't, you know. And then I saw that and I just was like, oh, that's something I can do with this ability to draw. Because I knew I had that ability. I just didn't know what you could do with it, you know.
So how did a high school kid from Troy who was going to the comic book store saying, I want to draw Spider-Man someday, how did that come to be?
Well, at that age, when I was 15 and I decided that I wanted to do it, I knew that that's what I wanted to do. And I immediately told my parents who, you know, up to that point were probably like, what's he going to do? Because, you know.
All he does is read comic books and draw.
And they were on board with it right away. And then I started going to conventions because there are some good local conventions, Motor City and there's Detroit Fan Fair now. And I would go meet artists and ask them questions and I'd bring art to them and they'd tell me what I was doing, you know, well or not well. And I kept doing that. And then I went to college. I went to Michigan State. Didn't do anything with art.
What'd you do?
English degree.
Okay.
Because I also like writing.
All right.
I also like writing. And during that time, I kind of let it go by the wayside. But then when I finished, I moved back home and said, Mom and Dad, this is what I'm going to do. I was having trouble getting a job with my English degree. About a year into living there, I started getting paid to draw for smaller companies, and then I just kept working my way up.
So tell me what it was like when Marvel Comics said, all right, Ryan Stegman of Michigan, we want you to draw Spider-Man.
Well, it was before I did Superior Spider-Man. I did an issue of Amazing Spider-Man, which was the original series that the Stan Lee created, you know, series. And I did one issue of that. And the day that my son Oliver was born, he's 2 years old right now. That day, literally, this is not made up. After he was born, about an hour later, I got an email that asked me if I wanted to draw Amazing Spider-Man. It was crazy because that's literally the thing that I always wanted to do. Even if I would have just done that one issue and never drawn another issue, I would have been like, I accomplished a life's goal. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that it was just really thrilling. And then after that, I did I did a couple other books. And the whole time I was like, hey, I want to do Spider-Man always. And then they moved some things around. And next thing I knew, they called me and they said, okay, let's do it. And so
you're him.
Here I am.
What happens as a comic book artist as you're creating? How does it work? You're working at home, right? You're able to do that. What kind of work goes into it in time?
I work a lot of hours. I work 6 days a week. I take Saturday. I used to work 7 days a week, but, you know, now that we have a kid, I try to take, you know, I also try to take evenings off now.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I used to work around the clock. Now it's 6 days a week. I work from about 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. And then I work. Yeah, and then it takes about 5 weeks to do a full issue.
And you get a script, or how does they get this? So writer sends you a script.
Right. Well, the writer sends it to the editors.
Mm-hmm,
the editors,
sure. Yeah.
Yeah, and then the editors forward it to you, and then, you know, I just start at page one, start reading what he's written, figure out how to do it, and start sending my stuff in.
Now, you do the drawing, but someone else does the coloring. Is that
mm-hmm.
true?
Yeah. I pencil and ink, and then that's all manual. That's traditional. Mm-hmm. And then the colors are all done digitally. The lettering's done digitally, so.
Talk to a parent who might be listening right now who has a kid that's mm-hmm. like 15-year-old Ryan was,
right.
Making those trips to the comic book store and mm-hmm. stacks of them everywhere. Talk about nurturing that dream now that you're a parent as well.
Yeah. I look back on it, and my parents were so supportive. And I think there was almost like a naivete that I had about this, like when I decided I wanted to do this, it was just like, that's what I'm going to do. And my parents were like, okay, then you can do that, you know? And so I never had any doubt that I was going to be able to do this. And so now that I've done it and I'm looking back, I'm like, whoa, that was hard. I can't believe that I, you know, did that stuff. But if my parents would have questioned it or balked at it, I might have thought about it for a minute. But their support was, you know, everything. And they even when they let me come back home and live with them for after college, like they, you know, helped me pay for a college education. And still, when I said, can I try this? They said, sure. You know, like as long as they saw that I was as passionate mm-hmm, about mm-hmm. it as I was, they just, you know, continued to nurture it. So.
And you are at what age right now?
31.
So at 31, you are one of the top artists in the comic book mm-hmm. world, obviously, as you're drawing Spider-Man. Where do you go now? You've reached your goal.
Yeah.
What now?
That's the big question. I mean, right now, I'm just going to try and do Spider-Man for as long as they'll let me. And, you know, there's things beyond that. I'd like to create my own characters, you know, mm-hmm. the something, you know, along those lines, maybe learn to write some stuff and do all kinds of other things. But yeah, the focus right now is just continuing to do this and you know, try and leave some sort of mark on Spider-Man's history.
Living your dream.
Mm-hmm.
So as we look at those Superior Spider-Man, we know there's a real Michigan tie
right.
to that Spider-Man. Ryan Stegman of Grand Blank, he's drawing the new Superior Spider-Man comic series for Marvel Comics, launched this year. Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.